This does create a problem, right, because the aisles require, as I alluded earlier, there's this US Supreme Court case that says, that has clarified what is required when a project is denied. A telecommunications project is denied, requires written findings, requires a writing that is contemporaneous with the decision. And what you have, the commission has in front of it is findings for approval. There are no findings for denial.
Correct. It needs to come back to us then?
Yes.
And how long does staff need to prepare that?
Well, of course, we'll have to confirm with council over the specific things that have to be addressed in these findings. It would be helpful to us if the commissioners could voice some of the reasonings that they would like to see addressed in the findings.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would just like to see maybe an alternative location. No one presented an alternative location. I realize that it's always going to be not in my backyard from somebody, but I can't believe there's not a better location somewhere up there on that mountain that would give the citizens the coverage that they need.
Jim, do you want to add to that?
There's two issues here as far as I can see. It's the citizens themselves and the business, which is Verizon. Verizon has multi-million dollars that they can use to look for some other piece of land up there if it's off in the corner in the woods someplace. The citizens do not. I don't think that they are being unreasonable to ask for us to look for a different location. Between now and when you come up with a negative declaration, hopefully we won't have to do that, because hopefully somebody up there who has the authority will get together with these people down here and figure out a new location. And then we can move on. Because the real issue here is location, location. The fire department needs the phone. Verizon needs the phone because they need to do the coverage because they're accused of letting people die because they don't have the coverage and so forth. So the two of you all get together and figure out how to work this out.
Is that enough, is that enough, Terry?
Oh my gosh, we tried to talk to Verizon.
Hey.
Actually,
don't worry, she's forcing them.
Another suggestion.
She's forcing them.
Because we have this 2-2 vote thing. Our rules of order allow for a subsequent motion when we don't have a majority vote. I think it's designed for this purpose. It does allow for a subsequent motion on any proposal where a prior motion is not approved by a majority vote of all members. Obviously, there's wisdom in having 5 commissioners to break a tie like this. I do not know the timeline on the 5th commissioner being appointed. But my suggestion would be both the opponents to the project and the applicant are entitled to a clear up or down on this, and that's going to require a 5th commissioner. So my suggestion to the commission would be to continue this matter. Maybe to a date certain, and in fairness to the community, we don't want to bring them back here just to do this all over again. But I think it would be beneficial to continue this matter.
It would have to be at least 30 days, and I would recommend more.
Yeah, there's some issues here related to federal legislation and stuff.
So it would be a motion to continue the matter to a date certain, probably within 60 days out. And it would then not require giving notice of all over again. And perhaps by then, the 5th commission would be seated, and the citizens, this applicant, could then get a clear indication of this commission's recommendation or decision, and then if appeals come following that, that's going to give a clear vision to the board.
Now, we've closed the public hearing. I'm anticipating there could be, based on the comments from the commissioners, there could be a variable or something else coming our way, or are we just simply waiting for the up or down and we're going to act on this project?
That creates an interesting issue, too, and that is, I would anticipate, given the prospect that there is the likelihood of a no vote on this, clear no vote by three votes, that staff would then work with the recommendations that have been given by Commissioner Ryder and Commissioner Matthews as to developing an alternative set of findings. So it may be that you'd have two sets of findings that you can make a decision based on those.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
So am I correct in understanding what you're saying is that the vote we took should be treated as a preliminary because we really don't have a set of findings that is legally can support that motion.
Correct. It is an effective final vote, but you're entitled to make a subsequent vote because you don't have a majority vote here, three votes. And that's my suggestion as it means, because if the commission decides that this is a project that they do not want to approve, we've got to comply with federal law, and that's going to take a little bit more work than we can do just here on the floor.
Okay.